Hello, beloved. Well, we would talk about today what it is that you experience as death. What it is to live with that experience. What it is to have that as part of creation within which you reside. There is so much fear around it, and so much questioning, so many beliefs. But to walk in the walk that is a life with death is a very beautiful walk. It is a liminal space. It is a space of great aliveness. You are actually gifted and blessed in this world, in this life, in this creation of physicality, of earth and stars and sunlight, of warmth and cold, and of skin, of flesh, of beating heart and blood, of sight, of light and darkness, of caress and burning, of smell, flowers and honey, and sound, music and song, and a voice you love. These things are all gifts. They are all blessings. They are all part of this creation, as each of you are facets in the prism of God, shining through, refracting the light that is God in a unique way, within a unique form of creation that is physicality and is of this earth. These bodies you carry are of dust and stardust. This is the experience. And this process of birthing, of forming a body as part of the essence, part of that facet to express in this creation, carrying that body and experiencing growth, development, expansion and contraction, and what you call death, the way that the body changes and ages and falters and ultimately dies. It is part of this creation and part of the beauty of this creation, and even the experience of loss, of losing, of letting go, when it is your time of letting go of the body, of the sunshine, of the breath, of the scent, and when it is your time to let go of the beloved flesh of another, the beloved touch, the beloved eyes, the beloved voice, the laughter, the look. These losses are a part of this creation, not to cause you pain, not to make you suffer, but for the exquisite experience of love and loving, and the places that love can take you to that are exquisite. It is a unique experience. And you hope that this love and these connections are not impermanent, but are eternal. And we would say that, of course they are. You come around and you come again. But more than anything, you know one another through the energy of your essence, through like the weaving of streams of light together. Like when you look at a nebula in the sky and you see millions of threads of color and light that weaving together form the most beautiful creation. You cannot pull out one of those threads. You see them, but you cannot separate them one from another. So are your essences. You are all woven together. And those who you love most, you are woven most closely to. You cannot possibly be lost to one another. Your experience can change when one of you lets go of the body before the other. You can no longer experience one another with the body. But you never, ever lose one another. You have entered into an experience of a certain art form of creation by coming to this earth, by being made of dirt and water and starlight into these bodies to express and experience an essence of God, and interacting seemingly from separate bodies. But your bodies are all part of earth, as your essence is all part of God, as the earth herself, every molecule, an atom, is of God and from God. And so you walk around in a sense as though at a picnic when you come here to this planet in this life. And you see people at the picnic, and you have fun. You eat together, and you enjoy food, and you swim, and you love the sun, and the breezes, and the bees, and the flowers, and the water. And you love the love, of hearts, of laughter, of eyes, and smiles, and touch, of a lover's loving, of loving children. This is all gift. It is all gift. It is what you are given when you come here. Because this experience is unique and special. And it is no less special to experience the passing, the dying, the death of another or of oneself. It is the liminal transitional moment, just as gestation and birth are the liminal transitional time. To be present with yourself and with another, as you or they move through this time, is the most exquisite of gifts. And when you feel that you are walking on the edge of a knife, that in one moment blesses and the next moment cuts so deep, know that you walk on the path of love. And you walk as God walks, always in the moment of emergence, of transformation, of transition. And know that as your heart is loving, your heart breaks, and in the breaking, it opens to love more. That you can open ever and ever and ever again to deeper and more profound and more powerful loving of everything on this earth and throughout creation. Let the pain wash through you. like the cutting of a very, very sharp knife, so pure that there's just the fire of the cut, and then it's gone. But the fire brings love, and it opens. It's all right. That which you grieve for is that which you love. And the depth of your grief shows the depth of your love. The rainbow of emotion is a full spectrum, and no emotion is negative. It is only how you think about it that can make it truly harmful. And so breathe and be grateful. And let yourself feel what you feel and cry when you need to cry. And know that as you are willing to walk the edge of the blade that is life and death, as you have all chosen to do by coming here, that the more consciously and with the greater heart, open and loving, that you can do, greater the gift, the greater the awakening for you, the greater the blessing you can give and receive, and the greater the life and the love that you open within you for the greater fulfillment of life and in life and to life. You are always a blessing, and you are always blessed. You have all the help that you need, always, from the angels, from the energies, from the ancestors who loved you into being, who prayed you into being. Everything in the universe and in God works to bless you, moves to love you, acts to help you. All you have to do is be and breathe and love and ask and open. All the love of God is here for you now. We love you, we love you.